Pei Dalam and Aleph, holding in that first Ran still. In narrow lines, three lines up, there's a dot. So Hayo Pirusha Yerushalmi. So that's how he learns Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is that everybody agrees that the case of their person nerd, he's nerd the Meyer de Hayam. He means whoever is Yerushalmi Bashas Iker Haneder, and the Dean over there in Yerushalmi is defined that phrase Iker Haneder. Is it Tolin Shasa Mira or Shasa Chalois? So Hayu Perusha Yerushalmi. That's the pshat. Mandel Mefarish Lehochi Lesaber Lemidi. The person does not learn Yerushalmi like that. Doesn't understand the Gemara. The Gemara Dilan, however, our Gemara Sabina Deloit Tavla B'Hamil Saklal. But the Bavli does not understand that that's the issue at all. Ela B'Lashem B'nei Adam. The only issue we need to understand is what do people mean when they say this phrase? And Shekulam B'Klal, if they mean either the people who are at the time of the Neder and not later on, people later on and not now, they mean both. Bryce of the Messina Perek Bay's Perekam of the Babasar, Daikin Nami Hochi. And I have a Gemara which is mashal like this, because the Gemara in the first parak in Bava Basra, the Gemara brings a brisa, the Tanya Hosam. Hanamudr Hanami Anshi Hu'ir. A person makes a neder, he can't benefit from the people of a certain city. Bo Adam Echod, and now somebody moves into the city. V'nishtayimam, and he stays there. Kol Shashar Sham Shnei Masachedish. Once he's lived there for 12 months, he's considered now that he's a toshav of that city, and he goes into the neder. He's included in the neder that whoever the neder was can't benefit from this person who moved in. The brisa does not qualify its statement. Even though he only moved in after the neder. Still also what he's also in him. So according to the Yerushalmi, we should get involved in this person wasn't there at the time when the Iker Neder was took effect. So Teresa the Bavli and this Bryce would seem to indicate that. Understand that the person's Lashon Bnei Adam, I say these type of things, I don't necessarily mean somebody who's, it's true about them now, as long as it will be true about them at some point in time. And the Rambam, when he presents this halacha, does not differentiate either. So, okay, nearly. So it comes out the Bavli and Yerushalmi are arguing. Now, Zakt the. Maybe the Ramban agrees with me. So he pointed out before that he quoted the Yerushalmi in the Ramban in the third parak quotes this Yerushalmi. Okay. Now, if the Bible and the Yerushalmi argue, the way I'm learning, the Ramban says, we pass like the Bavli, the Yerushalmi becomes irrelevant to bring in the Sefer of Halachas. Zakt the Ran, Vafshash Ramban Zal Lo Yicholak, maybe the Ran agrees with what I'm saying, that the Bavli and Yerushalmi argue, and even a person who was not included in the umbrella of the Neder at the time of the Neder can be added in later on. So why the Ramban quoted the Ramban quoted the Yerushalmi for a different purpose. The teacher also in the Adam Shehem B'Klal L'Shernoi B'Shas Amira That case the Yerushalmi talks about where there's a case of the neder not taking effect till some period in the time of the future, and the Yerushalmi saying, according to one shita in the Yerushalmi, that if a person is included in the neder the time of the amira, even though based on the language he was not included in the time when it takes effect, he's still included in the neder. The Balbi does not discuss that case at all. So the Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi to teach us that din. The Hodin or lesser b'gemara dilan. The Ramban does not mean to quote that the Yerushalmi we pass like Yerushalmi's logic, because the Balbi argues on the Yerushalmi's logic in the applications that we're discussing over here in our Gemara. Inami Zot the Ran, or maybe the Ramban learns like this. The Yerushalmi Gufei Lo Oysim B'nei Odom Shein B'chlal B'shas Chalois HaNeder P'shita Lo Le Miloshim B'nei Odom. And the Gir says is the Yerushalmi says Ki Gemora Dilan. The Yerushalmi does not argue on our Gemora that any person who's included in the Neder from the time when the neder takes effect and onwards, that's what people mean when they say this phrase, that's called Loshem Ne'odim, and they're included. The Yerushalmi doesn't argue with that. But El Denezel Af Basar Amira Mapik Mir B'Kibah. But what the Yerushalmi is saying, but even so that's true, if there's a possibility of someone included in the neder because of the time of the Amir of the Neder, he was included. Even at the time of the Chalois of the Neder, he's not included. The Rekiva says, even so, he's included. That's what Yerushalmi is adding on the over and above Lashem Bnei Adam, which would not automatically include anybody who's in the Neder at the time of the Amira. We have Rekiva's argument, which would include them. And that's what the Yerushalmi is saying. Okay. So back to the Gemara. So Reb Nachman said that the Baal is not included in the phrase of Brius. When she says Brius, she doesn't mean any creation, any human being. She means the people which she relates to just as the people. So as opposed to her husband as her husband. But if later on she gets divorced, then her husband will yes be included in the people that she's also Hanoah from, because she's also Hanoah from Brios. Now that this man to her is just the general populace. So he will join the Isser later on, and she can only benefit from Lech Shechapeh, not from her husband. You're saying that the Baal is not included in the phrase the Briyas. When she uses the phrase Briyas, she doesn't include that doesn't include the Baal. But Tanan, Mishleteran, the two Animina Yehudim. So that I'm, as it were, lifted away from having benefit from the Yehudim. Now the Mishnah was referring to she's also the makers of Aser and Tasha Mitzah from the Yehudim, from the Jews. So Yofer Chelka, that includes the husband. The husband has to be made for his how much it affects him. B'tei Misham Ashtar, and they can have relations. B'tei Nehul Tumlamin Yehudim, she's also another man. Which means, even after they get divorced, her husband dies. She has a neder in place, which prevents her from having relations with other men. Okay. Now, b'mamid ba'ala b'chal b'yusu. If we say that. The Brios doesn't include the husband, So Mina Yehudim would be the same type of idea. There's the husband, which she perceives in a category of his own, and there's the Jews. There's the husband, and there's the Briers. So the netter never meant to include the husband. Nidri in an Efeshe in Vayafra law, I think you have to read it as a question. Is it Nidri in an Efesh that there's what to be made for? She didn't include the husband. She's only what to the husband right now anyway. Where is the power of a four over here? There's nothing really which is problematic. So the more answers, really I could tell you the Bach changes to really the Baal is not included in the Brius. But over here, Shani Hachir, the Mucha Milsa, the Alatera, Kasser Nafsha. She's making a letter about Tasha Jamita. She only went there with one person in the world, with Tasha Jamita, her husband. And not being the henna from people, the more is discussed, and that applies to many people. But this is specifically only relevant, really, to the husband. So here we have to assume that she meant to include the husband in the netter. Otherwise, what is the purpose of the netter?
She's already
so that's why over here it would be exceptional. Okay.